From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. Fire season is on in earnest around Northern California. In the Ventana Wilderness of the Los Padres National Forest, the Indians Fire has charred the better part of 11,000 acres. The Martin Fire is less than a tenth the size, but it's forced hundreds to flee in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Some 500 residents were given mandatory orders to evacuate. The governor's declared a state of emergency in Butte County, where the Humboldt Fire is giving firefighters no chance to catch a break after containing the Ophir yesterday. Roughly 1,000 people were evacuated near Chico after the Humboldt metastasized inside of a few hours to encompass well over 6,000 acres. Scott Upton is with CAL FIRE.
And you have the three perfect conditions for fire. You have low humidity, heat, and wind.
Forecasters say the wind, at least, should die down later today. One of Humboldt County's largest employers has laid off half its workforce after an immigration audit found nearly 300 workers with questionable documents. As Sasha Coker reports, farmers across California are bracing for similar audits.
Sun Valley Floral Farms is one of the largest cut flower growers in the U.S.
Beautiful Orangium is being harvested at Sun Valley, making arrangements exotic.
CEO Lane DeVries says he had no choice but to let half his workers go this week after Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents informed him their work authorization numbers weren't accurate.
By complying with the law, essentially we're ripping the heart and soul out of our workforce and out of our company. I mean, some of them have worked for us for 17 years.
DeVries says when he hires workers, they have to show they have the legal right to work. He says he's not trained to detect if those documents are false, as the government is now claiming. Sun Valley Farms employed nearly 20% of the farm workers in Humboldt County, mostly Mexican immigrants. Many of those who lost their jobs are leaving for other parts of the state, says Mario Mesa, who manages the only Spanish-language radio stations in the area.
It's going to be a big impact for the Hispanic businesses, and including our radio station. We don't have, a big community that we can afford to spare 300 people, and they're going to be taking their families with them.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement declined the California Report's request for an interview, but in a written statement, ICE said it's stepping up worksite enforcement as a way to get at, quote, the employment magnet that fuels illegal immigration. ICE says it bases investigations on tips and leads and isn't specifically targeting agriculture. But California Farm Bureau spokesman Jack King says if more large farms are audited, it could have a seismic effect on the state's growers.
You're in the middle of harvest, and the last thing you need is to have an audit where you all of a sudden you find you've lost many of your workers. This puts ag in a very untenable spot.
That's why the Farm Bureau is still pushing for a bill to legalize thousands of undocumented farm workers. Meanwhile, Sun Valley Farms says it may hire high school students to get through the season. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca.
For county clerks, the state Supreme Court's landmark ruling on gay marriage was like the starting gun of a race. All of a sudden, they had a month to redo forms and deputize hundreds of volunteers to officiate marriages. Kelly Wilkinson has more.
For all the meaning conferred by marriage, the new legal rights granted to gay and lesbian couples will be represented by the few pieces of paper that make up a marriage license. It falls to people like Steve Weir, Contra Costa County's clerk and head of the State Clerks Association, to ensure the legality of those forms.
This is a civil contract between two people that has an enormous consequence to their life, not the least of which is financial, and they've got to be rock solid.
Weir and other county clerks say they've scrambled to get new gender-neutral marriage forms approved by the state. Weir's big wraparound desk is buried under paperwork and correspondence from state offices.
Requirement that it be 28-pound ledger stock, white printed paper on acid-free or...
Clerks say the one-month turnaround has been daunting because state government usually moves at a snail's pace.
Every day is a fire drill. Let's just put it that way.
Karen Hong Yi directs the San Francisco County Clerk's Office. Her constantly ringing phone punctuates her sentences. Just outside her door, a copy machine makes clunky-sounding progress, cranking out hundreds of copies of the county's new marriage application. And she has to train and deputize hundreds of volunteers.
Because this is kind of a learning process for us also. How do we grow from a 7-person staff, and that includes me, to over 100 people a day.
San Francisco County alone is readying to grant 250 marriage licenses every day. That's 5 times more licenses than usual. Many counties are extending hours and deputizing volunteers. The Los Angeles County Clerk's Office has bulked up staffing by about 75%. In a conference room in Santa Clara County on Wednesday, Supervisor Ken Yeager welcomed a new crop of volunteers. Yeager is newly deputized to perform marriages.
I don't know about all of you, but I am just getting goosebumps. The closer that to the 17th...
Yeager spoke to dozens of gay and straight volunteers. Among them was San Jose resident Joe Stacy, who got married 4 years ago in San Francisco.
After our ceremony, there was applause all around us from strangers. And that was just so joyful. I want to participate in that kind of process again.
In a few counties, preparations strike a less joyous note. The Kern County clerk announced her office would stop performing all marriage ceremonies. She didn't return calls for comment, but the Bakersfield Californian published a chain of emails suggesting that Clerk Ann Barnett made the decision after county attorneys told her it would be illegal to refuse marriage only to same-sex couples. The county's website says the decision was made for budget reasons. Butte County says they're halting all marriage ceremonies because of budget constraints. The pressure on clerks in urban counties is mostly logistic, but clerks in some rural counties face social pressures. Ken Baird in Kings County is getting lobbied by conservative Christian groups and gay rights groups. He's not unfamiliar with controversy, being the assessor, clerk, and recorder for the county.
You know, I kind of expect to have people unhappy with me on the assessor side, but I always laughed. I used to say that, you know, the recorder's in the clerk's office was kind of my haven of sanity. And lately it's been pretty stressful there, too.
The stress on Contra Costa County Clerk Steve Weir is of a different kind. That's because Weir is gay, and he plans on being the first customer in his own office when he marries his partner of 18 years.
Yeah, I'm looking at these forms for the first time in a different way, and now I'm going to be the guy on the other side. And I think about the hardest thing I'm going to have to do in all that is say, I do.
In most counties, same-sex marriages begin on the morning of June 17th. For the California Report, I'm Kelly Wilkinson.
That's the California Report for Thursday, June 12th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. OSH, Complete Home and Garden, offering service and selection to Californians for over 75 years. Ideas, tips, and solutions at osh.com.